Graduate students on a wildcat strike at the University of California, Santa Cruz, say they'll continue to put the pressure on the UC to provide them with a living wage. UC President Janet Napolitano is threatening to fire the striking graduate students and teaching assistants if they don't submit grades they've been withholding by this Friday. Her letter says she's giving the grad students one final opportunity to comply. Veronica Hamilton is a UCSC psychology PhD student and unit chair of the UAW, University of California Santa Cruz chapter. The union represents 19,000 student workers at the University of California campuses. Hamilton says firing striking student workers would be a mistake.
It would mean that there would be a TA shortage for next quarter, which would mean that the quality of education for undergrads would suffer as a result. It would also mean that the mission of the university to produce innovative research could not be fulfilled. And I think it would be an action that the administration would not be able to recover from easily.
The striking grad students are demanding a $1,412 per month COLA, cost of living adjustment. They say they can't afford the rent in one of the country's most expensive real estate markets on their current salaries. Hamilton says while their pay is comparable to other universities, the cost of living is much lower there than it is in the greater Bay Area.
I was in a PhD program in Baltimore before coming here, and while our take-home pay was less there, I was also able to afford to live, you know, in a house with a functioning heater, with functioning utilities. Right now, I'm living in a cabin that is dilapidated in the mountains about 40 minutes away, and I'm paying almost my entire income toward it. My take-home pay is about $2,000, and my rent is $1,800. And so we're facing something that a severe crisis in Santa Cruz, and that's reflected in the urgency that graduate students are organizing around.
The university has responded to student demands, offering a five-year support package equal to 50% teaching assistantships and an annual housing supplement of $2,500. But Hamilton says the five-year package is a minimum that most universities already offer graduate students, and the $2,500 housing supplement is inadequate. Giving her an extra $200 a month isn't enough to increase the quality of life graduate students are seeking. She also says the increase would not apply to international graduate students. She estimates their $1,400 a month cost of living adjustment increase they're demanding would add between $25 and $30 million to UCSC's budget. And she says it's a number the university can't afford.
In fact, they have just approved a budget line item to renovate the chancellor's on-campus house. They approved a $10 million budget line item to renovate the house. And so what we're trying to say is that there is money to address these issues. The problem is our priorities in terms of budgeting.
A petition signed by nearly 2,000 academics calls on the University of California to meet the student demands. One commenter said the UCSC should stop acting like the 1% and start behaving like a public institution. UC Santa Cruz graduate student workers responded by calling for a mass mobilization today at picket lines at each entrance to the campus. They're gearing up for actions Friday as well, the deadline to submit grades or face termination. UC President Janet Napolitano declined to comment for this story.